So in this recording, we're going to be explaining questions 1, 2, 3, and 4 that were posed to us. The first one, the quotation I chose to explain was, there are three kinds of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics. Now, in the intro of the book, it talks about, it opens with how the author's father told him that there's a higher crime rate in California than there was in Iowa, which he sort of believes that's true in the beginning, but as he looks through, as he gets older and looks through his own statistical lens of things, he sees that that's not always particularly true, specifically with murders, just because it's just projected that way. And it's not particularly a lie, per se. It's more of a cover-up to make a place look safer than it is. What the quotation honestly means is that statistics can be a form of not lying, but not always telling the complete and honest truth and manipulating the data to the way that you want it to look. And that's most of what the book, that's mostly basically what the book covers, is about how, like, statistics are used to manipulate how people think about things, how people see things and perceive them in different ways. Just like, this is mostly done with usually, like, studies about, you know, maybe a new type of drug working better than another one, when in reality, because the sample size was so small, it looks like it works better, but it actually doesn't. The second question was about on page 18, which reads about how a river can't rise above its source, but that's only true if the pumping station is concealed. It seems true if the pumping station is concealed. This is, again, another thing that's partially true, but not always. Basically, what the analogy is saying is that a river itself can't get bigger or rise over the source of water that it's coming from. But when it's been put through filters and all these other things that people have to do with irrigation, it can end up rising above its source in some situations. And that's the same thing with statistics. Statistics can't lie per se, because they're numbers, and numbers really can't lie. Once you get, numbers are partially facts, so you can't lie with that, but you can manipulate it to make it seem that it looks better for you in any given situation, which is, again, like I explained before, what most companies do when they're trying to advertise a new product, or if they're trying to get anything to work in their favor particularly. And that's mostly what that means. It basically means that you can manipulate statistics to help you in any way that you see fit. Now I'm going to let Jasir explain questions 3 and 4.
Okay, so question 3 was, what is the advantage of stratified random sample, and what difficulties does it pose according to this chapter? So, at first I was really, I didn't even understand what stratified sampling was, but, rereading and, like, doing some further research, I guess from what I understand about stratified sampling is that it samples smaller and more specific groups of people within a population. So, I guess the difficulties that it may pose is that, one, I mean, you have to do more effort. You need to find the group of people and within the subgroup of people within the larger population and gather that data, which is a lot difficult, especially if you're trying to figure out things past, you know, just gender or something, but actual, like, personal traits or whatever. And then the second thing is that because you're getting this data from subgroups, your data, like, in total isn't going to be as large, meaning that your data can be skewed a little bit because the total isn't as big as it would be if you were doing a regular sample of the whole population. Number 4 is, what does the author mean on page 45 when he says, hardly anybody is exactly normal in any way? From what I got from that quote is, before the quote was referring to, like, I think a parent, like, at a doctor. Hold on, let me make sure I get this right. Okay, so yeah, the quote, the sentence before that was, parents seeing that their youngsters fall within the normal range we'll quit worrying about small meaningless differences. And I think that especially now with like technology, just normal, and I guess saying people, that people are normal, no person is exactly the same. Even twins, you know, they're still different in some sort of way. And I guess normal referring to the medical field, or actually referring to people, is really saying, do you fall within a range, or do you carry the characteristics that allow you to fit in and fit into society? And so like normal is like, I guess, you know, if your child comes out with a, with like all four limbs and, you know, his head on right, and, you know, no signs of mental illness or whatever. And then it's like kind of saying like, okay, he's normal per se, in the terms of not necessarily that a person without those things is malnormal, but like that, what is the word I'm looking for, Tian? Not abnormal. I'm just saying, like, it's when he, I guess when he was referring to hardly as anybody's normal, because nobody's the same. And so to say that something is normal, which is usually referring to how people are the same, and referring that like the least differences between people, is kind of skewed. So no one can technically be normal, because there is no definition of what a normal person is.